You're listening to the Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey. Joining us now for a look at agricultural weather is John Davis of Chesapeake Energy, and he is in Chicago. What I want to call you is the guy who's going to tell us about these three or four open planting days that we have right now, and then ask you how widespread the area that the planting might be in.
Well, we are going to have a couple of open days here coming up, and if you look at the state of Illinois, part of the state is going to have much more than three or four open days here coming up. The southern portion of the state, kind of the area south of Champaign and south of kind of normal Bloomington, that area will begin to get into rain as early as Wednesday afternoon, Wednesday night, and Thursday. However, the northern portion of the state will remain dry through Friday into Saturday, and not until Sunday and Monday we get some rains across that area. So it's kind of two different timelines as to how long the open weather persists in the northern portion of the state and the southern portion of the state.
And what happens as we go west and north into Minnesota?
They're in the dry mode, too, and they will have more of an extended period of dry conditions here coming up, as they will not tend to get into the more significant rains until late in the upcoming weekend, Sunday on into Monday, and they will be slowed down at that time.
I wonder about their temperatures, though, because 40s and 50s doesn't make for quick dry down.
Yeah, well, they're going to be very warm. Everyone is going to be very warm through the remainder of this week. And so everyone's up in the 70s and 80s, even a few lower 90s here and there. And that will be the story into the weekend. Then we get kind of a sharp cool down occurring the early portion of next week that's associated with that storm system moving through. And then after that, it looks like kind of another warm up.
So are we beginning to approach something more seasonal? Are we breaking this cold pattern now? What are you looking at?
Oh, no question, is that the consistency of the cold pattern, which goes back 3 months or so, there's no question that that pattern is fundamentally different from this point on that has been the case. You are going to see quite a bit of volatility, and so we're going to have very warm temperatures the next 4 or 5 days, a sharp cool down early next week, and then warmer temperatures beyond that. So a lot of volatility in temperatures, but the consistent cold, which was the benchmark of this spring, that is over.
A word or two about things that concern you.
I think worldwide here, an area to start watching is Ukraine over in Russia. They've been extremely dry here so far this spring, and with prospects relatively poor across that region, that is kind of an area that's always key to watch as to when dryness begins to evolve there, does it begin to expand to other areas? So that's an area to watch.
Thank you, John.
My pleasure, Dave.
That's John Davis of Chesapeake Energy, and he is in Chicago, Illinois, and that is today's Closing Market Report. Remember to subscribe to our free Ag e-newsletter. You can do that at willag.org. Use the link in the right navigation window, and it's simple to sign. This is Dave Dickey.